That's the sound there, Raffaella Cara, and do it again. Well, I hope Linda will do it again with me again on Wednesday. That's another thump I've got.
I'm changing over to John Dean, Peter. Sorry.
I know she'd never leave me. She's always bribing me with all these things. But she always comes running back in the end.
Diamonds, Peter, diamonds.
Well, enough of this rubbish. And it's time for us to go here on Radio Dundalk with a time at 1:01. Eddie coming your way at 6:00 with a very important news announcement. So stay tuned. From me, Peter St. John, and lovely Linda, goodbye, take care, and I'll be back with Linda, of course, on Wednesday, but Linda will be back tomorrow at 4:00. Friends and listeners to Radio Dundalk. The directors of Radio Dundalk, with reference to the front page article in yesterday's Sunday World, wish to state that Radio Dundalk does not wish to thumb its nose at anybody, as the paper put it, and least of all the Minister for Post and Telegraphs, Mr. Faulkner. We are here to provide a local radio for Dundalk and surrounding area, as we believe that by doing so, we are providing a valuable service for the locality. And at no stage did we seek national publicity, because by doing so, we would have expected immediate action by the departments of Post and Telegraph. As happened to a number of commercial radio stations which have attempted to get in the limelight. We wish to denounce, in the strongest terms, that the venomous attempt by the Sunday World to taunt the authorities to take action against this station, and doubt the papers' reflection of public opinion by doing so. As we doubt whether there is even one person of the general public who would wish to see the end of the local radio station. We are especially saddened that a newspaper in which a local person holds an authorized position should stoop to these gutter press depths. To suggest that this radio station has influence with a government department is, to put it mildly, so ludicrous as not to be worthy of comment. Finally, we would like to take this opportunity to thank the general public for their overwhelming support for the station, and to thank our advertisers, as we look forward to your support in the future, because this is your radio station, and as long as it is in existence. And a copy of this letter has been sent to the editor of the Sunday World. This has been Hedy Eddy with a special important news bulletin from Radio Dundalk. This bulletin will be given out again following the 1:00 news tomorrow. Now over to the John Dee Show.